Public funds should go for the study of vaccines by truly objective organizations, not by the vaccine manufacturers. Laws protecting makers should be revoked and individual liability returned to those producing the drugs. Government protection agencies such as the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and Child Protective Services, CPS, must be reorganized to avoid even the appearance of conflict of interests. It is long past time that marijuana, an herb with no record of physical harm, yet proven health benefits, be regulated rather than outlawed. Prohibition has led to the prosecution of hundreds of thousands of otherwise lawful citizens and has proven no more successful than alcohol prohibition. Thousands of lives have been ruined and public funds wasted on these inequitable marijuana laws, while criminal enterprises have only expanded. The time has come to recognize psychiatric mind-altering drugs as the driving force behind the horrific rise of public shootings and the increasing suicide rates among teens and veterans. The corporate mass media, so dependent on drug advertising, should shift the focus of its ire from guns to the drugs that clearly cause both suicidal and homicidal tendencies. It would appear that the ongoing agenda of government and corporate media concerning firearm fear-mongering has more to do with disarming the population than protecting it. Like society in general, the military should look past the surface problem of drug use by its soldiers to the underlying causes. It is no wonder that troops sent to faraway locations to fight unnecessary wars for corporate interests should turn to drugs to relieve their pain. After being trained to kill and given indiscriminate amounts of mood-altering drugs while in service, they are then largely abandoned and even branded as potential terrorists by their own government when they return home. Once our troops are through defending true freedom and liberty, they should find the dignity and respect they so deserve.